Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des is here with the sports news after the Battle of Bilbao last night.
Timid enough old battle now. Yeah, two of the worst armies I've seen going into battle in a long time. But Tottenham won it. They beat Manchester United 1-0 with a very scrappy goal. Not that it matters. I thought it was an own goal. Bounced off Luke Shaw, the United defender. Brendan Johnson reached for it. I couldn't see how he touched it. But anyway, he's credited with the goal. It doesn't really matter. Tottenham's first trophy in 17 years. And they will play in the Champions League next season, while Manchester United will have no European football, which is obviously crucially important in terms of finance. And Ange Postecoglou, the Tottenham manager, he claimed last September that he always wins trophy in his second season. That's been proven correct, but he's had a battle with the media throughout the season. Equally, the Manchester United manager, Ruben Amorim, didn't hold back when he was asked about his future.
Appreciate that you don't want to talk about the future, but the season has been quite poor. Obviously, the fans have come here and seen another quite poor performance. Is there anything that you can say to the fans to give them optimism that things are going to be better in the future, starting with next season?
I was always really honest with you guys. We didn't perform perfect today, but we were better than the opponent, and the opponent also play. In the second half, we try everything with the center defenders, with the players wide, the crosses, go inside the box. So I think I'm really honest with you guys, so I expect the same. And there are some days that I said that we were really poor. I think today was not the day. We were not perfect. We have a lot to improve, but I think I'm always honest with you guys. I'm always open. If the board and the fans feel that I'm not the right guy, I will go in the next day without any conversation about compensation. But I will not quit again. I'm really confident on my job. And as you can see, I will not change nothing in the way I do things.
So, compensation. Really?
It's always risky to offer that.
Let's talk.
I saw the stats of Amorim's season so far compared to when Gary Neville had his disastrous spell as manager of Valencia in Spain, and Neville's record was better than Amorim. So anyway, we'll see how that goes. Good news for the Republic of Ireland on one level in relation to Euro 2028. UEFA have confirmed places at the tournament will be reserved for the two best ranked host nations who don't automatically qualify. It means if two of England, Wales and Scotland reach the finals, then Ireland will be guaranteed to be there regardless of how they fare in qualification. But Casement Park's removal as a host stadium last September means Northern Ireland are not eligible to get a backdoor route into the tournament. Last night's Leinster under 20 hurling final saw Kilkenny always in control, really, in Portlaoise as they beat Dublin comfortably. First quarter goals from Rory Glynn and Aaron McAvoy set up the Cats. They won by 221 to 17 points. Kilkenny now play Tipperary in the All-Ireland final on Saturday week in Nolan Park. Meanwhile, the Camogie Association will tonight hold their special congress on the scores issue at Croke Park. In cricket, Ireland beat the West Indies by 124 runs in the first of their one-day internationals at Clontarf. Ireland made 303 for 6 off their 50 overs. In reply, Ireland bowled the Windies for 179 to take a 1-0 lead in the three-match series. The second game is in Clontarf tomorrow. In rugby, Australian international prop Angus Bell will join Ulster next season on a short-term deal from the New South Wales Waratahs. He'll join up with Richie Murphy's side in early December. In cycling, Irish riders got off to an encouraging start on day one of the Ross Tolchin, but it was Britain's Tim Shorman who won into Boyle and took the first leader's yellow jersey. Niall McLaughlin, though, second. And Oran Dugan from Cycling Ulster was seventh, but because of two sprints he won while involved in the day's most significant breakaway, he ended the day third overall. Richard Carapaz won stage 11 of the Giro d'Italia as Mexican rider Isaac Del Toro kept hold of the overall lead. And this evening's racing is in Limerick. It starts at 5:05.